Right. We have a Bible reading now, but I need some children to come and volunteer for me to help me with some actions. Do we have anyone who'd be brave enough to come and join me on stage? Yeah, come on down. You've got plenty of time if you come down the stairs. There should be enough room. Excellent. Very good. Do you want to stand on the stage? Do you want to wave at everyone and say? The nice ones will wave back. The other ones will say hello to you later. Oh, there we go. Oh, you're all nice. That's nice. Brilliant. Okay, we'll just wait for our little helpers. And this is a reading from Mark 10, 32-45. Come on down. Hooray! Oh, look at this. Right. Join us over here. Fantastic. Very good. Right. So as I read through this, we're going to help them and ourselves remember the story by acting it out. Sometimes you remember by doing. Yep. That's how we learn. So, as I go through, I'm going to tell you what to do, and then you keep doing it while I read the bit, and then I'll tell you the next bit. Does that sound good? Mm-hmm. What could possibly go wrong? Ooh, here we go. So, the first bit, we need to walk on the spot. So, here we go. The 12 went to Jerusalem as Jesus led the way. So, we need to bite our nails and look flummoxed. That's a big word. That looked pretty flummoxed to me. Some were feeling flummoxed while others felt afraid. He took his friends aside right there, beckoned them to one side. Come over here. This way. Yeah. Adam, yeah. That'd be good. To tell his master plan. We're going to Jerusalem. Point up a hill. I know there are no hills in Cambridgeshire, but pretend there is one. Point up to a hill. I've learnt that now I'm here. Point up to a hill where I, the Son of Man, point to yourself. Very good. We'll be arrested by the priests and teachers of the law. So put your hands together like you've been arrested. Good. Yeah, put them like that. Brilliant. You've never been arrested before. That's lovely. Put your hands behind. Oh, hands behind back. You have been arrested. Excellent. No, you haven't really. But you know what? Hands behind the back. Brilliant. They're going to hand me over to the Romans with their swords. Nice, blunt, imaginary swords, please. Oh, very good. Oh, yes. They'll mock me and they'll spit on me. They'll whip my back and then, you know what whipping is when you imagine like that? Yeah, very good. They'll kill me. We put our arms out like a cross. Do you remember the cross? But don't worry, in 3 days I'll rise again. Now, brother James, put on one finger, and brother John, put up another finger, seemed not really to have been listening. Hands on ears. I'm not listening. Because they piped up, we'd like to ask you a favour. Will you do the things we ask? Can you put on your best, please do that for me face? Oh! How could your parents ever resist such angelic pleading? Brilliant. Jesus, non-committal, replied, well, what's the task? Scratch your chin. I'm thinking. The brothers said, we want to be in power on your left, and on your right. We want to join your army and be victors in the fight. Imagine being victors in the fight. Jesus said, you really think you can both walk my way? Go back to walking. Very good. Drink my cup of sorrows. Pretend to drink this cup. And be baptized in my name? Sure, they said, no problem. Thumbs up. Excellent. Sure, they said, no problem. But Jesus shook his head. Can you shake your head for me? Get that slightly disappointed look that you sometimes see adults doing. You really haven't understood the way my kingdom's led. The world, it loves the first, the best. But I embrace, can you do an embrace for me? I embrace the least. You want to eat the banquet? Pretend to be eating. It's a banquet. Yeah, loads. Low, jelly ice cream. You want to eat the banquet, but I'm serving at this feast. So imagine that you're serving and bowing. Thank you. Earth's rulers throw their weight around and make their subjects crawl. Have you got an angry face in your repertoire? Yes, you have. Excellent. But I will lift the up and help the weak stand tall. So imagine lifting someone going up. Oh, very good. Yeah, literally fantastic. So if you think you're someone great and pushed to be on top, you've got to learn to serve, my friends. Your grasping has to stop. So can you do some grasping? Oh, I love that, and stop. Excellent. I did not come, said Jesus, like other kings who lift themselves up high. Can you pretend to put a crown on your head? You already have a crown on your head. Like that. I did not come to fight and win. I came to serve, arms out wide, and die. I'll give my life, and then you'll see just what you are all worth. Give me a little heart shape. Very good. In weakness and humility, I'll serve and save this earth. Brilliant. Little round of applause for my helpers. Go on back. The passage we've just heard and had so fantastically acted out reminds us of the sort of king that Jesus is. He has just said that he is going to be handed over to the Romans to be killed. And rather than resisting, he's going to take it. Rather than demanding his rights and enforcing his kingship, he's going to accept their punishment. Instead of making other people suffer, he himself is willing to suffer for other people. Instead of being strong in that moment, he chooses to be weak for our sake. Very bizarrely, two of his disciples, James and John, aren't really listening. Because they immediately go in and ask for prestige, for power. They want to be the big guys on the left and the right. They want to be, well, not just in positions of power, but higher than the other disciples. And so Jesus reminds them that they are not to be like that. That actually we are following a servant king. I know each Sunday, each Palm Sunday, we rejoice in the fact Jesus enters Jerusalem triumphantly. And generally when kings enter places triumphantly, particularly in the ancient world, it was with soldiers, it was with their fanfare, it was on big horses, it was with chariots. It was not just an entry, this is the way you get in. It wasn't just following Google Maps and saying, how do I get to the center of Jerusalem? Oh, you take the left down Market Way and then you go right at the cross section. Oh, wrong direction, recalculating, turn around. It's not just about getting somewhere. It's how you do it. It's the reason why somebody would like to drive to a place in a Porsche and I like to drive to a place in my Ford Estate. Both have four wheels. They both get there. But there are different ways of travel, aren't there? And different impressions. And so when we look at Jesus as a good example of his servant-heartedness and the sort of kings, Palm Sunday is a great place to look at. Rather than national flags or slogans, make Jerusalem great again, or something randomly picked from the political spectrum at the moment, rather than having supporters with T-shirts saying, vote Jesus, he's the greatest, they're palm branches, aren't they? Rather than national flags or slogans, there's that sense of just rejoicing from what's there. There's no bands playing a national anthem, or like they have, I particularly like this in darts, each darts player, have you ever watched any darts? Has a walk-on tune, you know, and they go in like pop stars. I mean, they're just throwing darts, but they in their own minds, they are pop stars. And they come on in, but not with Jesus. People are singing the words from scripture, not from politics. And of course, when you look at the words that they sang, they knew he was a king, but a different sort of king. Blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And of course, he doesn't come in on a chariot or a big, strong steed. He comes in on a colt, a donkey, a humble thing, saying, yes, I am king, but I am the servant king. So when James and John ask the questions, he says this to them. You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you, and by inference, us. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be the slave of all. For even the Son of Man, that's Jesus himself, did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. And that's a reminder, as followers of Christ, the King, we too are to be servants. Many decades, 3 or 4 decades ago, Graham Kendrick wrote this famous song. From heaven you came, helpless babe, entered our world, your glory veiled, not to be served, but to serve, and give your life that we might live. This is our God, the servant king. He calls us now to follow him, to bring our lives as the offering of worship to us, the servant king. So let us learn how to serve and in our lives enthrone him. We have some discussion questions for you to talk about for 2 or 3 minutes with the person next to you. And it's asked us to think on a number of things. How did Jesus serve other people in his life on earth? How can we serve others following Jesus' example? And perhaps the hardest of all, what holds us back from that? What makes us want to be king of our own lives rather than letting Jesus be king? You've got 3 or 4 minutes. Turn to someone next to you or in family groups. Have a little talk about those 3 questions. But try and make sure you get to the 3rd one and don't get stuck on the 1st 2. You've got about 4 minutes and then we'll come together. Hopefully you've had a little opportunity to reflect on what it means to be servants, what it means to put others first, what it means to be not at the front of the queue, but to let others go there. Hopefully as you came in, you will have received a crown. Yeah. Now you may have thought, oh, Simon obviously had 100 of these left over from Christmas last year. And that's not strictly true. As my expenses claim this week will show, these are brand new crowns. But they're a powerful image. Our instinct in life is to be kings of our world and queens of our world. Our instinct as humans is to put on the crown of our desires. To say, I am king of this situation and what I want happens. That might be in how we spend our money. It's my money, I choose. And in a sense, putting a crown on our head. And saying, I am the king of my money. It may be our time. And say, actually, I want to do this and I want to do that. We become kings of our time. Or it may be in our attitudes. Well, I want this, and they'd want to get something else, but what I want matters. And we become kings of our will. But actually, God, Jesus, calls us not to be kings. He calls us not to make ourselves the center of everything, but to make him the center of everything. So what I want you to do is have a look at that crown for a moment. To acknowledge some of those things that we've mentioned there that hold us back and make us want to be kings of our own. Maybe imagine them written there. Maybe it's, I want this, I want that. Maybe it's my time, my money, my will, my language. Look at them there. And then when you are ready, take that crown and say no. So take a moment and when you're ready, rip your crowns in half. By doing that, we are saying, actually, there is no other king than Jesus. And the great joy about crowns when they're ripped up is that they have other uses. So as we sing our final song, Build Your Kingdom, you'll suddenly discover through cunningness, you now have a little banner to wave. And I know if I gave you a banner to wave normally, you'd say, no, thank you, I'm British. But now we have, and rather than being kings, let's be worshippers. So let's stand. This doesn't have musicians, you don't have to wave your crowns, that's fine. Let's sing together about how we want to build God's kingdom here.